The Communications Workers of America is suing Camden County, New Jersey. WHYY's David Matthau tells us more.
The multi-million-dollar complaint accuses the county of violating the New Jersey Equal Pay Act by paying hundreds of women and minority employees, including more than 150 911 operators, less than their male and non-minority peers. Under the law enacted 7 years ago, employers are prohibited from paying employees in protected classes, including women, people of color, and military veterans, less than others performing the same or similar work, and any pay disparity must be justified by the employer on the basis of merit or seniority. A Camden County spokesman says officials are reviewing the suit and, quote, "We believe this claim is frivolous and a waste of legal resources." From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
And we're keeping the focus on the Garden State. A former gang member in New Jersey's capital city is now a successful boxer and role model. Michael Hilton, who won a USA Boxing National Championship, is running a 7-week guns down, gloves up boxing camp for boys and girls of all ages in Trenton this summer. He says while instructing kids how to punch and jab, he's also teaching them that they don't have to turn to violence to settle disputes.
Sometimes taking that anger, that anger and frustration you have, you know, you could take it out in a boxing ring or on a punching bag. We don't know how to redirect our anger in a constructive way.
In addition to fighting professionally and running his boxing camp, Hilton is working with the Trenton Restorative Street Team to prevent violence and promote peaceful resolution.